Good afternoon, Mick. Welcome to the Sideline View for the first time.
No worries at all. Thanks for having me.
The new president of the SCA. Gee whiz. You couldn't have come in at a better time, could you?
Oh, absolutely not. No.
What?
Not at all.
Mick, actually, last season, for all the... I think you had a couple of rainouts from memory early in the year and I think one or two lockdowns, but the St. Rosie Cricket Association season, and including the women's, was highly successful.
Yes, definitely. We survived all right, actually. We had a bit of a delay to the season. I think we were about 3 weeks behind.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, when we started. But we progressed pretty well, actually. And you always seem to get a washout or a heated out day, so that just goes with where we live, basically.
Actually, when you look back on the start of the 2020 cricket season, it's 2021.
Yeah,
we're lucky to have anything, really, weren't we?
Oh, extremely, extremely lucky, really. Yes, I think the weather helps definitely because I think COVID obviously doesn't survive too well with the warmer weather, and it seemed to work in our favour, which is great.
You went to a full-scale 40 overs each season, one day format, seemed to work pretty well. But I think from just speaking to you off air, I think the overwhelming majority of players would love to see the traditional St. Rosie Cricket Association 2-day game come back to the calendar, which last year, Mick, was very hard to do, but hopefully this year you can.
Yeah, hopefully we can. St. Rosie is very, very traditional with their cricket. They love their 2-day game. And the overwhelming majority of players wanted to come back to 2-day cricket this season. So, yeah, we've accommodated that. We'll have 7 1-day matches and 7 2-day matches.
The 2-day games, like you said, they're very traditional here in the St. Rosie Cricket Association. It's 1-day cricket's fantastic, don't get me wrong, but the 2-day game, it's a little bit more tactical. You've got more time to work on a batsman or even a bowling attack for that matter, and it's a more traditional form of the game. That's my opinion, Mick, anyway.
It definitely is, and I think that's why the people up here enjoy it so much. A batsman can play himself in, and a bowler can actually do the same as well, because in the shorter form of the game, the bowler doesn't have a lot of time.
No, it's not a bowler's game, the one-day game, is it?
Not really, no. No, not at all.
With the 2-day format, last year, basically impossible. I see this year that you could have actually delayed the start of your season to help the St. Rosie Football League out. How far can you move before it gets too hard for you the other end of your season?
Yeah, the back end of the season is where we struggle because we need to be finished by Easter.
Yeah, so you haven't got a lot of room to move, have you?
We've got nothing, no. No, if we're really, really pushed, you could move to Saturday, Sunday, but that's a big ask for the players to, be in the field, say, for 80 overs of a Saturday and the same on a Sunday. It's just too much.
Because at the moment, you're supposed to get underway in October. It looks a little bit slim at the moment. Like the St. Rosie Football Netball League this week, that was a pretty crushing blow, Mick. Pre-season, sponsors, volunteers, and finished, It was a pretty big call.
It is massive, really, because, as you say, you look at all the work that people put into these sporting clubs, and just to have it taken away like that, it is very, very, it's disastrous, really. You had in the football, for example, you've got, 3 or 4 sides who probably could have won the flag, so I'm guessing it's one of those things we'll never know now, will we?
No, that's it. There'll be nothing in the record books as we look back in years to come. 2020 will be blank, and 21 won't have a result either. That's why I think the Cricket Association last year was very, very lucky, really. And is it you don't actually need the spectators at the St. Rosie Cricket Association to make it work. So how much do things have to change from here for cricket to get back out on the ground?
For cricket to get back playing, we need the restrictions to lift.
Yep.
As long as they would allow sport to commence, we'll be okay, because we don't have any crowds, basically, at the cricket.
Yep.
And as long as they would allow sport to commence, we can get up and play. We need probably 2 weeks of training,
yeah,
and then we can just go straight into matches.
And the other thing would be, if, as long as we can drive over the bloody border too, that would help, wouldn't it?
It would help a lot, yes.
Over the river,
yes. And that's the thing, we at this stage, we can't play one side of the river or the other. So we are actually really, we're back into a corner this time, whereas last season we had the potential where we could have actually moved states, and that's not likely at the moment.
Yeah, plus, Mick, you know yourself as well as I do, you got players that play for, you know, clubs like, you know, the West and all of, you know, Mildura West, Merbein South, you go on and on, that live over the other side of the river and can't get over. So it's a messy one at the moment, but I still think there's light at the end of the tunnel, and it'd be great to see the St Asia Cricket Association back on the grounds, you know, around about the time they're meant to be. And you've taken on a hell of a job in your first year.
Oh, yeah, that's a great introduction, isn't it, to the presidency?
you couldn't have sat down as a committee and planned it any better.
No, we couldn't. Could we, Hank?
Have you... does it add much paperwork to your load?
It will, yes.
Yeah.
Although, in saying that, last year I was the COVID officer for Sunraysia Cricket.
Yeah.
So I have a good background on what to expect this season. And it puts a load on the clubs as well, because they're probably the ones who will do a lot of work with their QR codes and sanitising and all the rest of it that goes with the COVID.
And I believe you've just secured a new naming rights sponsor to the association.
We have, yes. The Kumiala Club have come on board, so we are now known as the Kumiala Club Sunraysia Cricket Association. And that's a 3-year deal with the Kumiala Club, for which we are extremely grateful, because it's certainly very, very difficult to have sponsors of that nature come on board.
There are the Kumiala Memorial Sporting Club, Mick, a very proactive organisation in the community. I don't think people realise just how much money they do put back into St Asia.
No, it must be a huge amount of money. And and all that money is so important for these clubs, because they just need the money, actually, to run the organisations and the clubs, because everything's so expensive these days.
Oh, gee, nothing goes down, does it?
No, certainly not. Not at all. No.
Mick, most of the clubs would be probably fairly close to be back at training now, wouldn't they?
A lot of them had actually just started training.
Yep.
So that's, now been put on hold, of course.
One of the things I learnt after 2019 and what happened in 20... the numbers in cricket stayed pretty strong. Your retention rate at most of the clubs was pretty good, unlike a lot of other sports struggled to get their players back.
We had been concerned how that would pan out, but fortunately, they were very keen for their cricket, which was great. And it's looking the same this year as well, actually. Clubs will certainly be fairly strong, I would imagine.
No, that's good. I think everyone's just... that's good news, and I think everyone's just sick of sitting around. It gets to the weekend after you work all week, and you can't do anything. I don't know how much longer Australians are going to stomach this for, to be honest with you.
No, it's becoming really, really tough now, especially with so much of the country in lockdown.
Yeah.
People are becoming very frustrated, aren't they?
They are, and it's only a natural thing. The women's competition last year on the Friday nights, that was a huge success. The season went down to the last over of the grand final. You couldn't ask for a better women's competition. And some of the young ladies running around in it too are of a very high level, and some of them actually were trying to get into state sides and everything at the moment. You must be pretty happy with the way women's cricket's come together in St Asia.
Women's cricket, it's got a very bright future, actually. We'll have the women's competition this season. We'll have a new under-17 competition, and we'll have the girls in the under-14 competition as well.
But I was about to say to you, the two junior grades now, that's a quantum leap, Mick, in participation. What's caused that? Have you got a reason what the numbers are there, or have you tried to implement anything in the last couple of years to make that happen, or has it just happened?
I think the women's cricket has definitely helped, but we've also had a strong push within the SCA for women's cricket. We've made a point of pushing the women's cricket, and we'll continue to do that for another couple of seasons, definitely.
Well, it's definitely worked. You got young ladies like Rhiannon O'Donnell and that at the moment that are trying to get onto bigger and better things, and it's definitely worked. Whatever you've done at association level, it's definitely worked, and more power to you. I think there's the women's cricket. I went in and watched a couple of games last year. Was quite entertaining to watch.
Oh, it is. Girls love it, and they actually draw a really, really good crowd in the women's cricket on a Friday night.
They do. That's one. I was about to say to you, that was one of the real surprises to me, is the crowd that was down at the John Hall Oval the Friday night I went down there.
Oh, definitely. The women will draw more supporters than what the men do in the afternoon.
It's a strange one, isn't it? It's a bit like the netball during the football season. There's a hell of a crowd at the local netball every Saturday too.
Well, that's right, yeah. I don't know, it's something about the women's sport, isn't it? It's got to be.
Yeah, well, I think because it's become along so far, I had the privilege of speaking to Julie Dolan, the first ever captain of the Matilda soccer side, the Australian soccer side, and we couldn't believe how far women's soccer's come in the last 10 years. I think women's cricket's the same.
It is, for sure. There's a lot of sports, women's sports, haven't there, that have just gone ahead in leaps and bounds. It's quite incredible.
It's good to see you've got two grades of juniors now. And my younger nephew plays cricket for Orimple Gold, and I can't believe the numbers you've got in junior cricket around St Rasia. It's actually quite an eye-opener.
It's been very good, actually. No, cricket, the junior numbers are really, really good. We've actually appointed a development officer this year, and Natasha Anstey has taken on the position of development officer, and her job is to go into the schools and promote the game with the primary kids, and that will certainly help even further, I'm sure.
I've had Natasha on the program a couple of times this year, and she's a very, very passionate cricket person and worked for Cricket Victoria at a pretty high level, so she definitely got the pedigree, Mick.
Oh, she has. She absolutely loves it. She really, really does. And she sits on the board with us. And nothing, you can ask Tash to do anything, and nothing's a problem. Just absolutely thrives on the cricket.
Mick, I'm just about out of time. It's been great to catch up with this afternoon. No doubt we'll speak again as the season rolls on, but let's hope we get away in October 21 and not October 22.
We're hoping, don't you worry about that, yes. But I don't think early October is looking good at this stage, but hopefully it will be sometime in October.
Well, it seems weird even speaking like this with you, but the vaccination rates are going through the roof as we speak, and you're looking at around the finish line to the 70-80% is going to be around about late October, so you never know, Mick. We might get the green light sooner than you think.
I'm hoping, don't worry. We're all hoping, that's for sure.
Mick, congratulations on a great season last year with a whole lot of hurdles. Let's hope that you can do the same this year. Thanks for your time, and stay safe, and we'll chat again.
No worries at all. Thank you, Damo. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you. And, yes, I'll look forward to speaking to you later in the season.
No worries, Mick. Take care.
Thank you.